from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
It up. Yep, it happened today. Here is the agenda on this Thursday edition. Top of hour two, TJ Pittenger. We'll go down to Tampa, hang out with him a little bit. Right after TJ, an hour to Dave Hooker up on Rocky Top. We'll check in with Dave, Off the Hook Sports. Top of hour three, down to Georgia, Rusty Manziel, who is with On Three. We'll check in with Mr. Rusty. Fantastic job. And J.C. Sherbert from the Big Spur, the South Carolina site. Up in Chicago is where he is stationed. J.C. with us, hour three. 615-844-5600. That is the call text option line. And we do accentuate, we do promote the texting angle there. If you feel like you need a connection to the show where you can communicate and you don't call, you don't like social media, you can text. That is what I push there, 615-844-5600. If you're happy on social media, stay there. Not asking you to change anything, just for the folks who feel like they do not have a proper conduit to the show, that call text option line, 615-844-5600, on Twitter, at Bill Is King. And you can email anytime you want, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. They did reportedly pass the Transfer Unlimited rule. That was expected. Nothing shocking there. Basically, you have now unlimited freebies to an extent. You can transfer each year. That's been clear. No sitting out. Now, you can't do it intra-season or inside the year and be eligible immediately to jump to another team. You can't do that. And I mention that. It sounds simplistic, and it is, but people want to know, unlimited, does unlimited mean not only at the end of the calendar school year, but inside the year where you could jump over and pick it up with another team? No. You can't do that. Now, the way the lunacy is working, maybe someday you will be able to. I'm not discounting that, but no, you can't. That is not part of the rule. Unlimited just means transfers at the end of the playing portion. You can jump over. Now, there are some academic fine print elements to this, which I didn't look at, nor do I care, nor am I going to waste time on that on this show. But The unlimited freebie is now in place. It is officially part of the rule of law. Just thought we would update that. Is that pretty weak as far as starting off a show with a story like that? Yeah, it probably is. It probably is. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Speaking of Tom in Myrtle Beach, 2 weeks from today. And remember, it's not a countdown. If you begin with saying it's not a countdown, then it's not a countdown. That was an established rule on the show within the last year or two. 2 weeks from today, spring commitments down on the Emerald Coast. And the hotel location is the Four Seasons Sheraton down on the Emerald Coast. If you happen to be around, are you going to come down there? I'm sure. And Tom, Georgia Dog, those are the guys in charge. I know they'd love to have you. Be some fun. Going to be the golf outing on Saturday, which is pretty much full. I don't know if they have any openings or not. I think it's been full for a while. Going to do the show out of there Friday morning. I'm not sure what my part will be there. I will make that decision, I guess, that morning. But I'll do an hour or two and then let the guys take over. Let them have fun with it. Let them splash around in the pool that we've established here on the show. But, yeah, come on down if you happen to be around. Weather should be good. I haven't really looked. 2 weeks off, but down there, it's usually fairly pretty on the gorgeous Emerald Coast. It's usually pretty nice down on the Emerald Coast. Tom in Myrtle Beach says, Bill, I love how the haters say Ohio State's receivers will struggle without Marvin Harrison Jr. Says, guess they've never heard of, I'm going to begin with incoming, he's there right now, Jeremiah Smith, top-ranked player. Carnell Tate from a year ago. Emeka Egbuka. Jaden Ballard. Brandon Ennis. To name just a couple. Transitioning dudes at wide receiver ain't a thing for Ohio State. That's not an issue. That's not a problem at all. Johnny Vegas checking in. Says A&M plays tonight. Now he's talking about college baseball. And I have not looked at the college baseball schedule yet for this evening. Let me see if I can even pull it up. Is there anything here for me? Let me see. Where is it? Yeah, I tell you what, I like DraftKings because DraftKings, they keep up with what your tendencies are. So college baseball is always linked right at the top left for me when I log on because it knows that is, if I'm going to be in there playing around, that's what my go-to is. And I don't see any lines there yet. Now, they have College World Series futures right now, and Arkansas is plus 500. A&M is plus 550. Tennessee is plus 800. Those are the first three. After that, it's Clemson 1,200, Wake at 1,200, Duke 1,300. And for you Noles, yes, I'll skip ahead. For you Noles, it's plus 2,000. For Vanderbilt, it's plus 1,800. But, yeah, I Thursday night baseball is a good – I love Thursday night baseball. Yeah, I dig me some Thursday night baseball. Always do. Who does A&M play? I haven't even looked at the game schedule yet. I'll pull it up here. That might be the most consistent team top to bottom. They're ranked number one at the moment. Coach Jim Schlossnagel. Oh, A&M goes to Alabama. That is tonight on the SEC Network. On the ACC Network, you have North Carolina and NC State. Florida coming to West End. Florida is in town. Hog Town comes to the 615 to take on Vanderbilt. That is this evening. And there's a few others. There's Oklahoma and BYU. But yeah, A&M and Bama, I am wagering that I will be watching that game. And I'll probably, on another TV, have that Florida-Vanderbilt game on, too. Looking forward to it. I do know on Friday you have Tony Vols in Lexington, Kentucky, against a very, very good Kentucky baseball team, to say the least. Now, what do they have? Inside the league, and I believe we're halfway through play or somewhere in there, they've got one loss. They have one loss to date inside of a wicked, I mean a brutally wicked baseball league. The SEC Conference. Top of the hour, T.J. Pittenger. We'll head down to Tallahassee to talk to him. T.J. with us. Dave Hooker, Off the Hook Sports, up on Rocky Top, hour two. Hour three, Rusty Manziel on three. We'll get into Georgia with him. And J.C. Sherbert up in Chicago has the Big Spur site. And the Combined Collective, which I've already forgotten the name of it again. Remember, it was Carolina Rise, and about a month ago there was an announcement that there was a merger between JC's Collective and another one, and I still to this day struggle with remembering it. But JC said it was a very good move for the company, so that's all that matters, that it was an excellent move for the collective that he had, the Big Spur, which is the site, and then the collective until it merged, was Carolina Rise, which I think is a cool name. I really like that name. Johnny Vegas said year to date, he is 79% betting college baseball. That has yielded him $900. Which that spends. Yeah, that's good money. And I believe we've still got, what, about 5 weeks, and then you've got the postseason, which would be the regionals, the supers, all the way to Omaha into June, well into June. Had my College World Series shirt on the other day. Guy stopped me in the store and said, "Hey, Bill, have you been to Omaha to that?" And I said, "Yeah, I have." That wasn't the year that this shirt was printed, but we were there in 07. Did the show out there. About a week. Get the break. Coming right back. Thursday edition. Omni Nashville. What's up?
Good morning. It looks like a minor accident here on Briley Parkway right at I-24. That's going to be north of town, as that traffic still runs slow up there, that northern section of Robertson County on 65 southbound, coming in from Kentucky there into Tennessee before you get down to that Portland exit on 65 southbound. Again, I can see a pretty good delay. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee, Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security. Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop.
And now, Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. They're professionals who care.
The Atlanta Braves are back with a loaded roster of young talent and some new faces in the A. It's going to be another wild season.
3-1 hit high in the air to deep center field.
Here it comes. Home run right over the wall.
Tomorrow night, the defending world champions roll into Truist Park as the Braves take on the Texas Rangers in Atlanta.
Pregame coverage begins at 6.05 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
America's first home for college football talk is the Bill King Show.
Just let me know when you have it. You do not have to edit it, I don't think. I've seen it. I've listened to it. It's a little bit lengthy, but you know what? It's the non-playing portion. We have a little time here. So let me know when you get it. I don't want to tease it yet, but I sent him a clip. It's pretty, I don't know if it's funny per se, but I find it interesting. I could give you a million guesses, and you're not going to know what it is. Right now, if I gave you a million guesses, in those million guesses, you would not guess what this is. Georgia Dog says, Bill, regarding the trip, I've got some room for Cameron and a couple more just in case. I think it's just me and Brandon. I'd be pleasantly surprised, but I think that's the way this is working out. Billy cannot get away from dental school. And Cameron's got to stay here for work. He doesn't want to leave. And the wifey, she's here because of a senior event with Benton. But Brandon and I are good. Thursday, hopefully right after the show, we are heading down due south, I-65, due south, all the Montgomery, cut over around Georgiana, cut through Crestview, all of that, come out there in Destin, and ready to go. Yeah, looking forward to it. That is a fun trip. Patton, do you have that clip yet?
No, I'm having to download it. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to play it.
Okay. We will see. I'm gonna tell you what it is. Now again, this is way off the path. It involves our world, but it's off the path. sometimes we'll have fun on the show and we talk about various head coaches, college football coaches, always got it. We talk about who's the tough, really tough guys. I don't mean fake barking, but I mean really tough guys. And I think the toughest dude, if we were to just line up all the college football coaches and just put them in a room, who's the toughest dude out there? I'd say Luke Fickell at Wisconsin. He's a Buckeye. He is the all-time heavyweight wrestling superstar in the state of Ohio, which is saying a lot. And he also played football at Ohio State, started his freshman year on the defensive line. Luke Fickell, I'd say, is about 6'4", 6'5". I don't know what his playing weight was. I'm going to say 270. I may be exaggerating a little bit there, but a big dude. Now, Luke Fickell is not the kind of guy that walks around big and bad and tries to impose himself like that. He's not one of those guys. There's guys like that everywhere, right? He's not like that. Now, if he had to, he could. But when people ask me, of all the coaches out there currently in college football, maybe ever, right? I mean, I can't remember everybody or account for everybody, but I don't know that there's a guy badder and bigger and tougher. I interviewed Luke Fickell back in 11. That's the one time I interviewed him, and that's when he was assigned as the interim coach at Ohio State when the Terrell Pryor mess hit and the sweater vest got run out of town. And he's a nice guy, but he's a no-nonsense guy. And he's not a joking, kind of jovial. He's not rude either. He's just not going to come in there and yuck it up. He's a business 24 hours a day guy. Just a business, pure business guy. Wisconsin coach going into what, year two coming up. This is a clip where they interview players on the Wisconsin team, and then they show clips of Luke Fickell wrestling back in his Ohio State days, or his Ohio high school days, before Ohio State, and how incredible he was. The audio clip will speak for itself, but it's various players talking about it, and then it'll go to some clips, and you can hear him out there pinning some guy. Take a listen.
If you wrestle Coach Fick, could you get a takedown? Easy. 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 And he right there. Easy. Easy.
Hell no.
Absolutely not.
No.
Yes.
We're taking
I'm hitting him with a single leg. It's going down. No.
Yeah. Absolutely not. Man went undefeated in high school.
Luke Fickell. He's 38-0 this year. He was 33-0 last year. 36-0 the year before.
No. Hell no.
Is that really a question?
No. Coach, come really sit. Coach Fick, you come answer this. Hey, coach, come sit.
Come here.
I mean, I was a pretty good wrestler myself. I'm thinking maybe, you know, sweep single, snatch the leg, maybe bring it up here, kick it out. Maybe double leg takedown, get my forearm in there.
Hey, he got it.
Maybe a little lat drop. Dunzo.
He has had 11 consecutive pins in the state tournament process. Look at that snatch single.
No chance.
Lowest man wins, you know?
He kind of big. I'm going to just do the size against him, take him down.
3,000%, and I want you to send this to him, too. Tell him I've been waiting for him.
Fickell is probably the best heavyweight I've ever seen in high school wrestling. He's 38-0. Only one match has gone the full 6 minutes.
That's a trick question.
I take him down,
too. That's a trick question. I'll take down Spalding real quick.
Coach Fick, don't get mad at me, but I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna suplex you, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Hell yeah.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Easily get a takedown. Easily.
If y'all put the camera on me right now, I'll go take him down right now.
Looking to turn Edmonds. And he does.
Definitely. Definitely. I can get like three of them.
It don't matter, bro. I'm taking them down, boy. What? Attack them, see me.
I'm going to attack them.
Straight face.
I'm going to get 13 points.
13?
13.
That's all she wrote. There it is. 54 seconds. He pinned all the way through sectionals, districts, and states. Never going beyond 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Outstanding wrestler.
Coach, I don't know how old you is. But you look, you're getting up there. He'll get tired real quick.
Of course, straight for the knees.
Getting his knees. Yeah, I'm getting his knees. He kind of old.
I'm going to lie, that's a good one right there. You know, I watch them workouts every morning.
We got to play by the rules.
Hey, Coach Fick, I just want to apologize. I didn't mean what I said. I don't want no smoke. For real.
If Coach Fick wrestled me, could he take me down?
I'm low to the ground.
Coach Fick can't take me down.
He's taking his legs up.
There it is. Now, some are saying, Bill, but that's not necessarily a fight, right? Well, let me put it this way. You don't want it to go to the ground. You don't want it on the ground. And I'm guessing you probably don't want it standing up either. What was, somebody look this up. What was Luke Fickell's playing size? I'm guessing he's 6'4", maybe 6'5". And he was a defensive lineman. Now, that was 35 years ago. They weren't all 300, 310, 320 like that. They were more 280-ish. But I wonder, I don't think his playing weight was up there, though. I think he was a 250, 260 guy. You can correct me. Somebody check that. What was Luke Fickell's playing Ohio State defensive line playing size? That's what I'd like to know. But that was Kevin in Muletown. Overnight, I got that email. Said, Bill, take a look at this about Coach Fick. And that's what a lot of them call him, Coach Fick, Luke Fickell. And not only was he a very accomplished superstar, heavyweight wrestler in the mighty state of Ohio, but he has turned out to be a very good head football coach. That 1 year at Ohio State was rather sour, and it was going to be a problem for anybody. I will admit that 1 year, and I admit it while I critique myself, I let that 1 year paint a bad picture of Luke Fickell as a head coach, which was a dumb thought. Yeah, I'm going to be the thought police right now, but I'm only policing myself. I let that 1 year form an opinion in my brain back then, that, man, what a struggle. Oh, my God. This guy can't be a coach. Can't be a head coach. Back that up. I did. There was a brief amount of time, point in time, where I actually thought that. Coach, I apologize. I'm guessing you're probably not monitoring the show right now, but if you are, I apologize for that wrong thought. Tom looked it up, 6'4", 260. So I was in the ballpark. Yeah, Judd down there in Alabama says Bill 6'4", 260. I'm telling you, he's a big, bad dude. You do not want none of that right there. You hear those players? Now, Wisconsin always has big dudes, right? When you look at Wisconsin, I don't care. Let's go back to Barry Alvarez or fast forward to now. They've always got big, big linemen. And all those guys in that clip, now some of them are joking around, but most of them are going, heck no. Are you kidding? No. Mike the Mad Dog, Bill, on your way down, if Brandon gets another speeding ticket to the Emerald Coast, make sure you record it this time. I will. I don't remember what I was doing. I think I was watching something on the phone, and I wasn't really thinking about it. But, yes, I should have recorded it. I should have. That one's on me. I should have been ready. Jim and Jupiter says, I've got so much respect for wrestlers. I played football all throughout high school but never wrestled. My defensive end coach begged me to join the wrestling team, and it was by far the hardest sport I ever did. Yeah, I remember you telling me about that. Think about the weight, all the weight they make you cut, and just starving, and yeah. Not only that, but what are all the different, I don't want to say diseases, but fungus that you can catch on those mats rolling around, then the cauliflower ear and everything else. What is it you can get on those wrestling mats just from people rolling around? And they obviously spray them down at everything else every day, I'm assuming. But there's all kinds of funguses and junk you can pick up off that. It is always losing weight, starving. Think about that. The day of matches, maybe you're 2 pounds over, so you're starving yourself. Then you got to go out and wrestle some dude, and you feel weak because of lack of food. Yeah, you're right. Jim's right. That is a rough way. But dudes do it, man. Bubba Miller was a heavyweight wrestler here, and he probably weighed 310, 6'1", 310. This would have been late 80s. And he just won. I don't know if it was so much technique. He was just so strong that really I don't think anybody ever could challenge him. He was just so freaking big. And again, he was 6'1", so that's not unusually long at all, which made it even more difficult to wrestle with him. He played, once he got to college and then the NFL, he played around 320, 330. He was 6'1". And whether it was the draft or whether it was in recruiting, he always heard about how that 6'1 is going to hurt you in football, which it didn't. He made it 7 years in the NFL. That's an incredible career. But I told you the story. His high school coach at Brentwood Academy told him, do not go to Tennessee's camp because they're going to measure you and they're going to chop you off. It's going to hurt you. Don't go. So he didn't go. Yeah, he didn't go. And it all worked out well. Jim and Jupiter, yeah, Bill, that cauliflower ear is nasty. All those UFC guys have that, right? Both ears, cauliflower ears. And some of them, have you noticed that some of them, it's permanent? I don't know if, I guess after so many times in that world, you get punched, you know, and it hits your ear. Same thing in wrestling, just rolling around and, you know, arms, everything that can happen in wrestling. But all those UFC guys have cauliflower ear. It's almost, have you ever wondered, on that level, it's almost a badge of honor. It's grotesque looking. It is nasty. People who do not know that world see a cauliflower ear and they just think, man, that person is just deformed or something. No? That's from fighting. That's the byproduct of brawling every day. Cauliflower ear. Chicks dig it. If Paul Skeen showed up one day and had cauliflower ear, do you think Olivia Dunn would like it or do you think she'd leave it? Good question.
Good morning. They're still over here trying to clear up this accident on Riley Parkway at Brick Church Pike. Also on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. They're trying to move over to the side as it gets heavy down through there. And that stretch there of 65 at Trinity Lane is still running slow up there in Portland on 65 southbound at that Portland exit through that northern section of Robertson County. Loading up now 24 west up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro. Princess Hot Chicken now has new items on that brand new menu. Check them out today. You can order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now, Ramirez's Handyman in Framing is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please go to USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. For all your residential or commercial framing, roofing, siding, and handyman needs, no job's too big or too small. So give the pros a call at 972-684-0750. 972-684-0750. That's Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. They're professionals who care.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Hey, this is George Plaster. Looking forward to joining the WNSR family Monday, April the 29th, with Kelly Holcomb, Watson Brown, and Billy Derrick. We'll continue to broadcast from the Ford Ice Center in Bellevue, but now we have the ability to take your phone calls 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, April 29th. We'll get it started. Hope you'll join us on Nashville Sports Radio.
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
Jeff in Chicago, and I believe his son is a wrestler. Said, Bill, for college now, they weigh you in 2 hours before matches, so it gives you time to refuel. That's a really good idea. So whatever you gain after that is just life, right? What do you think a heavyweight? Well, heavyweights don't cut weight, so I don't even, that's not a good question. I mean, heavyweights don't have a number they've got to get down to. Now, maybe they... their coach says there's a number I want you at, but as far as the rule, you can be as sloppy as you need to be. But these guys that wrestle at 128 or 118 or 112, whatever the numbers are, man. A high school senior that wrestles at 118, what do you think, and I know this is person to person, what do you think that person's otherwise walking around weight would be? Because I was, years ago, was watching a podcast with, is it Poirier? Who's from Louisiana and a big bad dude, right? I think he wrestled 145. He said his walking around weight was 195, 200. And he fought at under 150 pounds. Now think about that. What's Khabib? Khabib's walking around weight, I think, is 195-ish, 200. He fought, what, 148, somewhere in there? You guys can correct me. That's not my world. Think about that. What's the average difference between a wrestler's or a fighter's fighting or wrestling weight and or their walking around every day real weight? There's a dramatic difference in some of those guys. Okay, I looked it up. Oh, and Clay here in the 615 said ringworm off those mats. Yeah, that's right. Here is the cauliflower ear description online here. It's called perichondrial hematoma. I may be, your doctors may be laughing at the first part there, my pronunciation. A deformity of the outer ear that may happen after an ear injury. Cauliflower ear may happen after blood builds up under the skin of the outer ear after an injury. This is called a hematoma. Cauliflower ear can happen if the hematoma isn't drained well or becomes infected. Common causes include injuries from sports such as wrestling, boxing, or mixed martial arts. If the injury that first caused the blood to build up isn't treated, cartilage in the outer ear may then scar and deform. This can lead to a misshapen ear. If a healthcare provider promptly treats the injury, the provider may be able to remove the blood built up under the ear skin. If the injury isn't treated, plastic surgery may be needed to fix scarring and deformity of the cartilage and restore the ear shape. In some cases, the ear shape may not be able to be restored. I think that's where those guys are. I think on that level, it's beyond, let's go get this looked at, right? That's the way your ear is going to be. Craig in North Augusta. Bill, if somebody's ever squaring off with a dude and you notice he's got a cauliflower ear, swallow your pride and walk away. Save that AZZ whipping. Yeah, if you're out and you think you're going to be popping off to some dude and you notice he's got a cauliflower ear, I would say this guy knows more than enough about what he's doing. Topwater Assassin over in South Carolina says, right before exams, the freshmen at the Citadel would have a beach party for the upperclassmen. They could out any upperclassmen that they wanted to wrestle with them on the beach. I've seen dozens of fights. The guy that wrestles in high school always dominate because they know what they're doing. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, cauliflower ear is the new stretch marks. Back in the late 80s, all of us football players thought it was awesome when we would get bigger from lifting and get those stretch marks. Little did we know they never go away. Yeah, I've got that. You get it on your chest where your arm and your chest kind of merge. They stretch there. Up under your arm, you can get it. Your inner thighs, the back part of your legs where your you're a little bit above your hamstrings, stretch marks there. Yes, that absolutely. But on the chest, it really happens. On the outer part of your pectoral muscle, where it connects up with your shoulder right in there, that's from all the chest work. Yes, and you're right. That does not squeeze back to its previous form. That stretch mark, even as you lose your muscular definition as you age, those stretch marks don't go away. You're right. Jeff in Chicago. Bill, a high school 120 will typically be 132 on a Sunday after a tournament. Yeah, I mean, they gained that back right. But, Jeff, what a guy that wrestles 120, what's his walking around weight, though? Is he, you're saying it's about 132 or... I'm talking about when it's not the wrestling season. Is he 140, 150? I'm just talking about on average, or you're saying it's just around 12 pounds. We're going to guest it up here in a second. Oh, man, it's going to get guest heavy in about 15 minutes. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We've had a couple of accidents out here. One earlier there at 24 at Briley. That one should be out of there in a few more minutes. It's picking up big time now on 24 westbound up through Antioch, coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed towards Davidson County. Still moving right now on 65 through Brentwood, Franklin. Don't forget it's still closed down there in Williamson County, 840 eastbound at Columbia Pike. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. Check them out at tomahawkcrane.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting all of our first responders for their service. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing, siding, window, door, and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. AJ and the staff are professionals who care.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Start your experience at Bob's with the fried calamari or fresh scallops seared in Texas burnt honey. All the beef at Bob's Steak and Chop House are USDA prime cut, from the traditional fillet of tenderloin and ribeye to the adventurous Kansas City bone-in strip. They even have two different surf and turf options. And if you're looking for the other white meat, Bob's Steak and Chop House serves a dry-aged pork tomahawk with homemade applesauce. Fresh seafood is on the menu, from salmon to scampi, and even fresh lobster tail. For reservations, give them a call or log on to the Omni Nashville Hotel website. Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
BuyAndTow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit BuyAndTow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, BuyAndTow.com. That's BuyAndTow.com.
Hey, Bill King here. You want to get your business on my show? Let me explain something. Our advertisers are not just local. We have such a huge streaming audience that our advertisers are everywhere. So if you want to grow your business, you want us to help you do that, email PhyllisKing7, that's number 7, PhyllisKing7 at gmail.com. We'll get right back to you. We'll get your business on the radio and we'll help you grow your business. Contact us if you want your brand to grow on my show, PhyllisKing7 at gmail.com.
The number one college sports show on the planet, The Bill King Show.
Guesting top of hour two, TJ Pitcher down in Tampa, Dave Hooker after that from Rocky Top. Rusty Manziel on three in Georgia, top of that third hour, and J.C. Sherbert, thebigspur.com in Chicago. That is hour three. Sam Dog down in Middle Georgia, his son Eli. Does Eli, I'm still asking the question, does he still have, is my signature still on his phone? He asked me to sign his iPhone. Or is it smudged off? I'm assuming it's gone. Says Eli's got a signing day today, Bill, at our college for the kids graduating from our high school who are moving on to the military or continuing with college or employment. We have a signing day with all the bells and whistles similar to the athletes. Mama might struggle today. Well, yeah, but that's a good struggle. That's a happy struggle. That's a good story struggle is what that is. Jim and Jupiter, back in the day, those guys from the Muck were great wrestlers. They had a great coach that really helped those kids. He's talking about Belgrade. Down in the Muck, which is not all that far from Wellington, Jupiter, West Palm, all of that, where Jim is located every day. When he's not up in Tallahassee or he's not at some country red dirt concert. I want to repeat something. Remember, within the last month I started talking about how the media is hyping up the portal that we're now in, 15-day window, and how it's just going to be the craziest thing and wild, and you've never seen a tsunami like this, and I think it's probably going to feel like the biggest asteroid that ever hit the Earth. That's what this transfer portal is going to be like, guys. I think right now it's rather underwhelming. Now, I'm not suggesting there aren't players that are going to change locations and help a school. I'm not saying that. But just as far as this hype, this drum beat, this crescendo, what's so earth-shattering, breathtaking about the transfer portal we're in? I haven't seen it yet. What is it? Who? Tell me this. Name the player that is in the portal that will make a difference in a team's overall season record. Now, again, sometimes it's about we need a position and we need a veteran to assume that open spot or that spot where we feel like we're deficient. So it doesn't necessarily have to be about does that make us 9 wins instead of 8, but is there a player, the running back out of Oregon State, who's a dude? He's a Texas kid. He's about 220, and I've seen various schools. Kevin in Muletown sent me a list. I think I saw Ole Miss. I saw Auburn. Don't remember all the teams. He'd be a pretty good addition. I think there's some receivers. There's always receivers. If you're short receivers, any of these portals, I guess we get a couple, transfers, there's always receivers who have put up mileage, put up yards that you can go and plug in to a certain extent. Jim and Jupiter says, you want to cut some weight, just eat Sonny's Barbecue. They were trashing Sonny's Barbecue in Florida. It's a chain. You know who was there and took a picture from there yesterday was Hoptown Boy. A Hoptown Boy pulled into a Sonny's and made sure he took a picture and then made sure to post it so all the Florida dudes from the audience who critique Sonny's could see it. That's funny. Sam Dog said that phone, Bill, Eli traded it for a new one about 6 months ago. When he took the cover off, they immediately offered him $2,500 for the trade-in. Yeah, I'm sure. I'd have held out for more. Yeah, I'd have held out for a little bit more. $2,500 is not enough for that signature right there. Or maybe it was just the opposite. They said, we're not taking that phone. I don't care what you're doing. Maybe they did that. We don't want that on that phone, that guy's name on that phone. That's worthless. Alan in Tampa, checking in this morning, says, I was the one that had to go to work team during my high school years. Yeah, Alan started early. And Alan, I think that work ethic kind of, sort of paid off for you. I'm just guessing it did. I'm just, yeah, I'm thinking, Alan, whatever that plan you had was, I think that plan worked out pretty well. I thought of Alan. We had over here, and we've had wrecks up here on the interstate the last couple of weeks that stopped everything. This time it was a guy transporting an excavator, hauling it, hit the bottom of a bridge. Traffic all screwed up here in South Wilco. I don't know what this guy was doing, but it compromised the bridge. I don't know if it got stuck under there or what, but it was a mess. I got stuck in the traffic, too. All right, we're guesting it. TJ, when we come back, Omni Nashville Hotel.